And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State lawmakers are about to enter the final phase of the state budget process, trying to work out a final compromise between the two spending plans. The leaders of the House and Senate keep touting what their budgets do for teachers, which has given an average raise of a few percent. But a closer look at the details of the two plans tell an interesting story. Many teachers barely get a raise at all. The Senate teacher raise scheme gives nothing to starting teachers or most veteran educators. The House plan gives many teachers only a $300 a year raise, and the most veteran teachers get no raise at all either. Contrast that to Governor Roy Cooper's plan, where every teacher receives at least a 3% raise, with most teachers, including the most experienced, receiving a 4 to 5% pay hike. One reason is that Governor Cooper's budget does not include another tax break for the wealthy. Instead, he invests the money in improving schools. There's an idea. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.